Welcome to this quick whim where we talk about how to prepare for an awkward conversation. So what's the win in an awkward conversation and preparing for it? Well, when awkward conversations go well, people are discipled and your leadership influence grows because of how that awkward conversation has gone. We need to face it that awkward conversations are a part of a leader's life. You're not going to escape them. There's going to be crucial conversations you have with members of the church, with leaders in the church, that you need to recognize that without those awkward conversations, people are not going to get discipled, people are not going to grow, things are not going to move forward in the way that you want them to. So how do you prepare for an awkward conversation? Well, firstly, you start with your own heart. It's actually important that you do a lot of reflection about yourself in preparing for the conversation, that it's not just about the other person or their behavior or attitudes. You actually work on yourself first. And I like to do that by asking myself a whole range of different questions. So I encourage you to ask yourself these questions before you start and have an awkward and crucial conversation. So what are those questions? Well, first I start with, what do I really want for myself? What's really the outcome I want for myself in this whole situation? What am I looking to achieve for me? Don't neglect yourself in this whole sense of, gee, I just want to get an answer for that person or for our church or for our team or our group. No, what do you want for yourself as you move into this conversation? What do you want for the other person? When you look at the other person, what do you really want for them? Now, you may initially want to kind of metaphorically slap them with your words. You might want to be fairly strong with them. But really, what's the outcome I'm chasing for that person? And then what do I want for the relationship? Where do I want the relationship to go after I've had this conversation with this person? These are three vital questions, and I put them in the notes, the worksheet that you can download to think through and work through these questions before you have an awkward conversation. Another question I'd ask is, how would I behave if I really did want that? So if I really want a certain outcome for myself, for the person and the relationship, how would I conduct myself? How would I talk? How would I would act? How would I even approach the conversation with the person? Another question, what is at the heart of my concern? What am I really worried about? And also, how am I thinking about this issue? What sort of thoughts do I have about this issue? Another one, what am I doing to make this difficult? Am I adding to the problem here? Am I making it worse? Am I pouring petrol on the fire? These questions will help you understand your own heart and thinking on this. I also like to consider, what's my level of respect for the person? Do I respect them? And if their behavior and attitudes has caused my respect to diminish to an all-time low, then I take the position of looking at them like Jesus does. I know Jesus loves them. He died for them. He proved his love. So I take the position of, Lord, if you love them, then I'll take that position of grace and love and kindness towards them as well. I also ask, am I telling myself a victim or a villain story? A victim story is poor me. It's a self-pity story. I have to deal with this. Ah, woe is me. A villain story is when I blame and accuse the other person of being bad or nasty or indifferent. These stories can run rampant in our minds and we need to deal with them. Then the last question I like to ask, what am I pretending not to notice about my role in the situation? Am I ignoring the problems, the things that I'm doing that are making the situation worse? Then before the conversation, I always make sure that I pray, that I commit the person and the conversation to the Lord, expecting a great result in it. And then after the conversation, I like to ring the person. I'll phone them the next day just so they can hear my voice and so I can express my concern and love for them. And that even if the conversation got solid and difficult, that I am there for them and I want to help them through to the end result that I'm after. There you go. A quick win for you, how to have an awkward conversation.